computer geek to computer chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. You're having some problems over there with your headphones.
I'm working on it, though.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and go
Wait,
over.
Didn't we have somebody on hold?
Oh, yes. We're going to help. Finish up.
Where was he at?
He was on five, I think.
No. What was the problem? Three. There he is. Hey, thanks, Brian. There's Richard from Litchfield. He was having a problem with Internet Explorer and JavaScript.
Right.
Sorry, we almost forgot about you, man.
That's okay. Yeah, it's probably easy to do with such a gorgeous babe sitting in front of you.
How did you know, man? How did you know that was the reason?
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
You haven't even seen her yet, and you're already calling her gorgeous.
Well, it's the way you stumble over all your...
Is it showing?
It's showing.
Richard, I'm so disappointed in myself. I thought I had control over my feelings.
Apparently
but it's coming
not.
Out right here on the air.
That's
my wife
they,
will be so upset.
They always put me in the back room because
yeah.
otherwise they can't talk clearly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Richard, on to your problem, though, with JavaScript and things that you're saying they're not executing properly when you go to websites.
Right.
Okay.
And I've dumped my cookies and dumped my files and reset the default.
So you tossed your cookies? We like to say toss our cookies.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a little more fun. Have you gone in and specifically in the security section within Internet Explorer, and you'd get to that by clicking on Tools,
Internet
Options, Security tab.
Right.
Make sure the Internet Zone is what you have highlighted.
Correct.
And you want to restore to defaults there, and on the Advanced tab, restore to defaults.
That's correct.
Okay. You've done
and
both.
And I'm running 6.0. With whatever the current service pack
okay.
is.
Okay, and you say you go to they get the critical updates often from the Microsoft Windows Update site?
Right.
Have you installed the latest version of what they call, what do they call that, virtual machine, I believe?
From Sun?
No, Sun actually creates what's called JavaScript, and it used to be called that Microsoft did the same kind of thing, and they had Microsoft Java and Sun Java, and...
Mm-hmm.
I think
and they had that big lawsuit, and...
Right, because they lost, Microsoft renamed their Java... to virtual machine.
Okay.
Oh.
But it's just Microsoft Java. Anyway, at the Windows Update site, I don't know if it's a critical update or if it might just be under the recommended updates.
Okay.
But there's something called virtual machine, or they may even call it J virtual machine. What are they? No, just virtual machine. Garrett, you can speak if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, that's just virtual machine.
Yeah, virtual machine. Yeah. There,
okay.
If there's anything in there in the recommended or critical updates, it talks about virtual machine. Download and install that. There's some updated code for that that may help solve that problem.
Or you might want to go ahead and do a search on the Microsoft download site and take a look for a version of virtual machine for the version of Windows you're using. Make sure it's the right one.
Right. They're specific to the versions of Windows. So you want to check that out. You could also try going, if you'd like, to the Sun website and downloading their Java plugin for Internet Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. I'm tripping over my words again. Like hell, quit looking at me.
Sorry about that.
But you can check that out as well. They're kind of competing software applications that do similar kinds of functions. So you could give it a shot in either one of those. Most things I tend to lean towards, because it's a Microsoft operating system and a Microsoft browser, stick with the Microsoft Java. However, there are some sites and some functions and features that specifically will not work without Sun's Java plugin. So you could have both at the same time. And definitely be covered in all areas there.
So they play well together?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them is an addition to your operating system, and the other is a plug-in for your browser.
Okay.
And they can coexist.
All right, I appreciate that. Cool. I had one suggestion that you didn't suggest to the last Richard.
Well, suggest to the last Richard your suggestion that we didn't suggest.
Take everything out except for the video card before you put in the network card.
Oh, yeah, I should have told him that.
Maybe if
and
he's still listening.
I usually think of things like that, but I didn't for some reason, so thanks for reminding me, Richard.
That's all right. I thank you very much, and
all right.
I really do enjoy y'all's show because I like to yell at the radio.
I appreciate that. We'll keep you in mind next time we're wanting to rant, that you're wanting to rant as well.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right,
thank
thanks
you.
For the call. I like callers like that have
yes,
fun with this.
Exactly.
That's
he's
cool.
Playful.
He is playful. Hey, we got about 90 seconds, I'm told.
Okay.
So rather than try to squeeze Kevin, Stuart, Russ, and John into 90 seconds, I think what we're going to do is take them off the air. So you guys all
sounds
got in.
Good.
Oh, and John's from Newport Beach, California. We'll
Ooh.
Definitely get him first. I know you've been holding a little bit, John. Appreciate you holding there. We're going to grab those calls off the air here. We got, did we get a web attack? freedownloadofweek.com.
Nope, we'll go to the web attack.
Quickly do that.
Fresh UI, and what it is it's a tool that easily configures and optimizes your existing Windows OS system. And it comes with hundreds of useful hidden settings. You can customize user interface, etc. And then our newsletter has stuff about a hacker getting caught, watch out for a new virus out there, and how to clean up your Outlook folders. So look towards that. Everything for the follow-up will be in there as well.
That's right. If you're not subscribed to our newsletter, you can do so at datadoctors.com. Just look for the place where you can put in an email address and click subscribe. You'll get a confirmation email, and you'll be in just like that. There's no advertisements, nothing bad. Only things good, and we send that out twice a week, usually before the radio show, and then again after with some follow-up notes. So make sure you subscribe to that newsletter if you want to be part of that. Also, check out the resources if you missed any parts of the show at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you can see all the things that we talked about, including links to past shows as well.
And you can listen.
And you can listen. The audio archives will hope to have up there very, very shortly.
Okay.
This reminds you, if it's not broke,
go ahead, don't fix it.
Or fix it till it is. See you next week. Who's on?